Hi, this is Pat from the Linux Link Tech Show, and you're listening to another episode of TWAT Radio. Now, it's been a while since I've done an episode, since we had a little break in between. Instead of doing something technical, I want to talk about something that maybe some people don't know about me, and basically, the question I'm asking, I want to answer is, why do I use Linux? Now, that's a good question, and I'm going to answer it to the best of my ability. The main reason why I personally use Linux is I believe it is a better operating system than any other offering from any other company, such as Microsoft Windows or Macintosh OS X. I believe it's a better operating system for multiple of reasons. As a server operating system, it's much more robust, flexible. It's definitely more secure. As a desktop operating system, It's the same thing. It's more robust, it's more secure, it's much more flexible. I can go in, I can look at the source code, I could change the source code, recompile it to suit my own needs. Also, the whole open source free software model is a better model than closed proprietary systems. I like the idea that there is a community surrounding free and open source software that develops the software, tests the software, distributes the software. If someone sees something they don't like, they can go in and change it. The only requirement is that if you make a change to something, people ask you to release it to the general population so that they can include your changes in their source code. It's a good model, and it's proven to be far superior than any other closed commercial software setups. For instance, whenever there's a bug reported, either a security bug or just a general bug, free and open source software, the developers respond very quickly. They go in, they make the code changes, and it's released very fast. Microsoft is notorious for this. The only reason they fix a bug or some kind of a security exploit is when somebody reports it, and it becomes pretty well known that this is a really bad exploit that needs to be fixed as soon as possible. It's tends to be reactive instead of proactive, where the free and open source model is proactive in fixing things, improving things. Now, no operating system is perfect. Some people say that, you know, Linux is harder to use than Windows. Well, let's think about the question before we make the before I answer this. Anyone who isn't fairly technical and tries to install Windows on a machine from scratch, it's going to see very quickly that it's not that easy. Most people simply go into a store, they go and buy a new computer, and Windows comes pre-installed on the computer. Now, with Linux, you know, for the most part, you can't do that. You either have to go in and install it yourself or bring it to someone who knows what they're doing, and they do an install for you. Now, with Windows, you got to go down and change drivers, patches. It's not an easy thing. It could take you a couple hours to do a Windows install after you chase everything down and apply all the patches that you need. A modern Linux install takes 20, 25 minutes, a half hour for the most part, and then maybe another 10, 15 minutes to apply updates. It is easier, and that's the truth. Now, if someone who isn't technical, they're going to have problems, obviously. I go back pretty far back with Linux. I started using Linux around Red Hat 5 days, in the mid to late 90s, and I remember the first time I installed Linux to get X working correctly, I had to go into x386 configuration files and manually hack the files and apply patches myself to get X working. These days, any modern Linux distribution, it works with the vast majority of desktop systems that are out there. You simply pop in the disk, you know, fire it up, and you're off and running. That's not to say that it's completely perfect and completely easy. There are certain hardware that's out there that won't work easily or won't work at all with Linux. The simple fact that is Windows as a desktop operating system has been doing it longer than Linux has as a desktop operating system. Now, this is changing, and it's changing very quickly. As more and more people use Linux, it becomes easier and easier. More drivers become, you know, more hardware specifications become open to the driver writers in the free and open source community. Now, For people who don't use Linux, I recommend trying it out for yourself and seeing what it's all about. Start with, say, a live distribution. You know, a live distribution is a distribution that comes on a CD or a DVD. You simply pop it into your machine, it boots into it, it auto detects everything, and your system will come up, and it'll come with a multitude of applications that you can try out. And if you don't like it, you decide you don't like it, you simply power it off, pop the disk out, and you're done. If you do like it, you can go out and some live CD distros let you install it directly to the hard drive, such as Damn Small Linux, or Canonix, or Mepis. Or if you want to try something different, you can try a newbie-ish distro that's fairly easy to install, such as Fedora is pretty easy to set up and run in. Mandriva is very easy. Linspire, even though you have to pay for it, is a very easy Linux distribution, you know, for first-timers. Ubuntu is fantastic. I currently, you know, even though I'm an experienced Linux user, I have it running on one of my machines. I have a laptop that it's running on, and I really like it. In fact, I installed, you know, Linux on my dad's computer. Now, my father is by far not even technical, but he's been using it, and for the most part, he's very happy with Linux. You know, Linux on a desktop is ready today for the vast majority of people to use. Now, you get some people that need specific applications to keep running, and there's no equivalent in the Linux world. One that really jumps out is people who are really big into gaming. They say, I cannot leave Windows because of gaming. Well, to them I say, there are options available to you. You can go out and get a console system. Most modern console systems are just as powerful as a PC, and they're just as robust and graphic-oriented as a game running on a PC. The titles are as many as anything that's on a PC. And there are also games available for Linux. Granted, it's not as widespread as on the PC, but they are out there. My buddy Dan from the Linux Link Tech Show, he has a new podcast, the Logger Podcast, which is specifically geared towards gaming on the Linux platform. There are some first-person shooters out there that are available for Linux. There's also some smaller companies that offer Linux gaming. They might not be the big blockbuster titles, but they're very good games. So to those people I say, try Linux, see if it suits your needs. If you want to do gaming, get a console system, try some of the Linux games that are available, and get away from Windows. I mean, it really is a superior operating system and on many, many, many levels. The whole architecture is geared to be more secure, and that's the reality of it. Now, some people will say, well, the whole reason why there's no viruses available for Linux is simply the fact that less people run it, and the virus writers are going to attack, you know, whatever is the most popular operating system that happens to be. Well, I say bullshit, okay? Linux is inherently more secure out of the box than Windows will ever be, okay? You know, people have done studies on Windows where they'll take a base install, unpatched, put it out on the net, and that machine will be owned in within 20 to 30 minutes. Okay, that the same Linux box out of the box, say Fedora, you know, as an example, that same machine will take months to get any cracks for it to be taken over. And that's just a very base install out of the box with all the services turned on. So just that alone is a big criteria to switch over to Linux. The desktop environments of Linux, the two main desktop environments is GNOME and KDE. They're very robust. They handle many different aspects of the desktop user experience. There's multimedia, there's audio, video, there's office applications. There's so many. It really is a really big world out there for people to try out. So to the people who are running Windows, I challenge you, try Linux. Give it a shot. See if it's anything that you might like. I mean, if there's one or two applications that you have to run in Windows, there are some options. You can use emulation, such as VMware or WinForLin, or even the Wine port, you know, CodeWeaver's crossover, or Wine, which is what it's based on. Those different emulation suites all run a multitude of Windows applications. There's also Sedega for gaming. You can run some Windows games using Sedega emulation. There are options out there. So again, I challenge the Windows people, try it out. See if you can deal with it. Because we live in a world that is changing very quickly, and it's becoming a Linux world. You know, some people say that Linux is you know, it's only a small portion of people run it in North America. Well, I say to them, it's much bigger in other parts of the world. You know, we're going to have to change our ways because the rest of the world is changing their ways. It truly is a global community now, and Linux is a big part of it, as you know, from a computing perspective. So please go out there and try it, is what I'm saying. And more than likely, you will see that you'll like it. There are people out there that are willing to help. There are a lot of lugs across the world. You can go in and talk to people who are running Linux, and they can help you out if you have specific issues. You can go to websites and bulletin boards, such as linuxquestions.org, which is a fantastic website. And you know, there is help and to get you up and running. It is a far easier experience getting Linux up and running than it used to be back in the day. So try it out. Can't hurt. And signing off, this has been Pat, and I hope you enjoyed my little rant, and we'll see you soon. Thanks. Bye.